Shalom, and welcome back to Daily Devotion. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. The Lord is good all the time. Today, I will share on the topic, Christ the Rock of our Salvation, or Stone. Christ the Rock of our Salvation, or Stone. Now, when I came to Christ in my initial years, my pastor kept saying, if you read the Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation and did not see Christ, then you will have to go back and read it again. It was later that my understanding was enlightened. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Now, what are some of the characteristics of this rock or stone? 1. Stricken that the spirit of life may flow from him to all who will drink. I will read Exodus chapter 17, verse 6. Behold, I stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of all the elders of Israel. What is this rock? It is no other person than Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, Apostle Paul said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Jesus told the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Also in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, it reads, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him will receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Two, to the church, the foundation and chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 3. To the Jews at his first coming, a stumbling stone. As Apostle Paul indicated in the letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 32. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law, for they stumble at that stumbling stone. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. 4. To the Gentile world power, the smiting stone cut out without hands. Daniel chapter 2 verse 34. Thou saw it till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. 5. In the divine purpose, the stone which after the destruction of the Gentile world power is to grow and fill the earth. Daniel chapter 2 verse 35. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. 6. To unbelievers, the crushing stone of judgment that will grind those on whom it falls to powder. Matthew chapter 21 verse 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Now, was Moses to speak or to strike the rock? Moses, following the instructions to take Aaron's staff and gather the Israelites, instead of speaking to the rock which the Lord God has stated will result in water flowing from it, Moses speaks to the rock and then speaks to the crowd and strike the rock. In doing so twice, resulting in a strong flow of water. Anger can be very, very destructive. Now, what is Kadesh Barnea? At Meribah, probably in the area of Kadesh Barnea, Moses addressed the complaining people as rebels and struck a rock in anger, whereupon water flowed forth for the thirsty people. He had been angry before the defense of Yahweh's name, honor, and cause, but his anger stemmed from utter frustration with contentious people. In so doing, Yahweh did not permit Moses to enter Canaan, even though the fact remains, Moses was able to bear up under such continuous pressure. Now, what are some of the lessons to be learned from this at Kadesh Barnea? How true it is when believers come to their Kadesh Barnea, a place in their spiritual journey, a place of decision when faced with oppositions, problems, trials, frustrations. Will we not begin to complain and murmur against the Lord? We learn that Moses did that in anger and frustration from a stiff-necked, rebellious Israelites who all the time were myopic and could not look beyond problems and circumstances. Also, very prominent brethren have shipwrecked their faith when their Kadesh Barnea pops up. Now, precious brethren, Let us forge forward in our walk with the Lord. We only have to let our troubles and fears be made known to Him. That is all we have to do, and He takes care of the rest. Now, all these have been written down for our admonition, on whom the ends of the world has come, as Apostle Paul indicated in the book of Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Come to that rock and let it break you into pieces. God bless us all. Amen.